I'm Tanzina Vega. Welcome back to The Takeaway. After 9/11, surveillance technology became a big moneymaker for big tech companies. Late last year, The Intercept reported that IBM had cooperated with the New York Police Department on a secret program that helped the police track individuals by skin color. Now, new reporting shows us that IBM's ambitions weren't confined to New York. George Joseph is a reporter for WNYC's investigative unit, and he's worked with The Intercept and Type investigations to uncover a surveillance trend in the Philippines. And he joins me now in the studio to tell us about it. George, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
So what was IBM doing in the Philippines with this technology?
So IBM sold video surveillance technology, including the kind that they helped develop with the NYPD, tracking people and objects by color on camera to the city of Davao, which at the time was run by Rodrigo Duterte, the now notorious president of the Philippines.
Tell us what the technology was meant to do in New York, and then what was it doing in the Philippines?
So in New York, the technology was tested and developed using NYPD camera footage of New Yorkers, pedestrians walking on the street. And the purpose of it was to be able to search through camera footage based on things such as skin tone, shirt color, various object characteristics to be able to identify a suspect based on those kind of physical markers.
What was it doing there in the Philippines? What was Rodrigo Duterte's goal with the technology?
So an IBM salesperson who was involved in the sale said it was supposed to help with things like police response to medical emergencies, fires, those kinds of public safety issues. But multiple police sources who I interviewed in Davao City, where Rodrigo Duterte and at certain points his daughter ruled at that time, said that this technology was used to help enable drug war investigations.
Is there evidence that this helped support Duterte's bloody crackdown ultimately?
What we know is that during a time in which these police forces were accused repeatedly by human rights groups of enabling and at the very least looking the other way during extrajudicial killings of suspected drug users or salespeople, IBM provided this technology, which their police had full access to and which police there say in our investigation helped with counter-drug operations.
So my question is, IBM is obviously, it's a private company. It's going to sell its technology to people who want to buy it. Why was IBM, I mean, is IBM on the hook for doing something here, or is this just standard practice for selling tech?
As far as we can tell, they're not on the hook in any legal sense. However, IBM as a company has signed up and publicly commits to several human rights standards, including one set by the UN for businesses. Part of those standards require due diligence, ensuring that the company's technology and products are not used to facilitate human rights abuses, and ensuring that after the sales, those technologies are not used for other means not intended by the company to facilitate human rights abuses. We have no indication from IBM that they took any of these measures.
Have you reached out to them for their response to your reporting?
We've reached out to them repeatedly. All IBM told us was that they supplied the technology in 2012, which we already knew, but they did not respond to our repeated inquiries about what precautions they took either before that sale or after the sale to ensure the technology wasn't used in human rights abuses.
George, how did you start reporting in New York and end up in the Philippines? What exactly led that, started that trail for you?
Well, I was looking at the development of IBM's video analytics technology, as we mentioned, which sort of began to a large degree in New York. And while talking to an engineer who was familiar with the program because he had worked on it for IBM, he mentioned Davao City in the Philippines, and that's what got me started looking at it.
Are there any implications as we look at this intersection between American companies and people like Duterte?
The degree to which American companies are able to work secretly with police and law enforcement agencies to develop technology without public oversight is a great problem in the U.S. in that residents here aren't able to control how that technology is used. But those problems are magnified when the technology then goes across borders and is sold to regimes that the public has no control over. So the fact that the bodies of New Yorkers, the camera footage of New Yorkers was used to create this technology, which ended up in the hands of someone like the Duterte administration, should definitely concern Americans and New Yorkers about the lack of public accountability and participation in the development of these kinds of technologies.
Well, a lot of these technologies are often developed, behind closed doors. And as I mentioned, these are private companies that have the freedom to sell them as they see fit, right? Does IBM have you gotten any indications from IBM that they are interested perhaps in taking a different look at this technology or maybe not sharing it with dictators, perhaps?
We haven't gotten any indication of a change in direction for IBM, especially given how little they've told us about their thought process in this sale and work with Duterte.
George Joseph is a reporter for WNYC's investigative unit working with The Intercept and Type Investigations. George, thanks again.
Appreciate it.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.